Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Top leaders of political parties hold back-to-back rallies for Delhi Assembly elections with only 2 days left for campaigning. GST revenue records 1.95 lakh crore rupee collection in January, a growth of 12.3% compared to corresponding period last year. Canada announces 25% retaliatory tariffs on imports from America. China and Mexico also oppose the US move of new import tariffs. Basant Panchmi being observed today, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi greet people on the occasion. And in Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, South Africa set a target of 83 runs before defending champions India in Kuala Lumpur. And now the news in detail. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in R.K. Puram this afternoon. During the rally, the Prime Minister alleged that AAP announces new policies every hour out of frustration. He added that AAP has wasted time over the past 11 years as it has not done any development work. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav participated in a door-to-door campaign. He told the media that Delhi's harmony, culture and historic tradition has to be revived and people have made up their minds to vote for the BJP to make Delhi developed. Party leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh will also hold rallies in Rajinder Nagar, Chandni Chowk and Lakshmi Nagar. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal writes to the Chief Election Commissioner, claiming that AAP workers in New Delhi Assembly are being intimidated and harassed by the BJP workers. Aam Aadmi Party senior leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will hold roadshows in different parts of Delhi in support of party candidates. Senior party leader Sanjay Singh is also scheduled to address public meetings in various parts of Delhi. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will also address a public meeting in Mustafabad constituency. Senior Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi will hold rallies in different constituencies of the national capital. Elections to the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday and counting of votes will take place on the 8th of this month. Over 1.95 lakh crore rupees in gross goods and services tax revenue was collected in the month of January 2025, witnessing a growth of 12.3% compared to January 2024. The central GST collection for the month stood at 36,077 crore rupees and state GST is at 44,942 crore rupees. The integrated IGST collection amounts to over 1 lakh crore rupees and CESS is at 13,412 crore. The highest growth of 39% was registered in Ladakh, followed by Nagaland and Andaman and Nicobar Islands, which saw a 26% increase in GST revenue compared to the same period last year. All sections of the society in Bihar have appreciated the provisions in the union budget. From industry to agriculture, people from all walks of life have said that Bihar has got prominent mention in the budget 2025-26 and the government has taken care of the residents of Bihar.
मैं सीए अरविंद कुमार ट्रेजरर बिहार इंडस्ट्रीज एसोसिएशन
टैक्स के लिए अब परिकल्पना से बाहर उन्होंने राहत दी है जो जनता उम्मीद भी नहीं कर रही थी कि हमें इस बजट में इतने सारे इसमें बेनिफिट मिलेगा
मेरा नाम शिव पूजन मेहता किसान क्रेडिट कार्ड जो 3 लाख का बनता था जिसे बढ़ा करके मोदी सरकार ने 5 लाख रुपया कर दिया है जो कि किसान के हक में फायदेमंद है
मैं डॉक्टर नवल किशोर शर्मा यह बजट काफी प्रशंसनीय है क्योंकि बिहार के ग्रामीण क्षेत्रों के विकास के लिए और बिहार में नए हवाई अड्डों के निर्माण में विशेष सहायता की बात कही गई
मेरा नाम आलोक चौधरी यह बजट प्रधानमंत्री जी का जो एक विजन है इंडिया के लिए कि 2047 तक कैसे इसको विकसित राष्ट्र बनाए उसकी दिशा में इसमें हर चीज है AI के लिए 500 करोड़ रुपए देना
The Union Budget 2025-26, presented by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, has received a positive response across various sectors, with businesses, industry experts, economists and the common people praising the government's proposals for tax relief to the middle class, fostering innovation and promoting skills development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the Union Budget 2025 as a game changer for India's progress, emphasizing its role in accelerating the country's journey towards a Viksit Bharat. He said the union budget paves the way for innovation, entrepreneurship, and sustainable growth across multiple sectors, including AI, toy manufacturing, agriculture, footwear, food processing, and the gig economy. The government has projected capital expenditure target of 11.21 lakh crore rupees in the union budget for the financial year 2025-26, reinforcing its commitment to infrastructure-driven growth. With considerable budgetary allocations for defence and railways, a record 6 lakh 81,000 crore rupees have been allocated for defence, with an increase of 9.53% from the current financial year. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. In response to tariffs imposed by US President Donald Trump, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced 25% tariffs on $155 billion worth of American goods coming into the country. Addressing a press conference in Ottawa today, Mr. Trudeau announced about imposing a 25% tariff on $30 billion of American imports beginning on Tuesday, and a similar tariff on $125 billion worth of American goods in 21 days.
Canada will be responding to the U.S. trade action with 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods. This will include immediate tariffs on $30 billion worth of goods as of Tuesday, followed by further tariffs on $125 billion worth of American products in 21 days' time to allow Canadian companies and supply chains to seek to find alternatives. Ce soir, j'annonce la réplique du Canada.
China has also opposed U.S.'s move to levy a 10% additional tariff on Chinese imports. China has said that it will take necessary countermeasures to defend its legitimate rights and interests. In a statement, China's foreign ministry spokesperson claimed that China's position is firm and consistent, as trade and tariff wars have no winners. The spokesperson further said that U.S.'s unilateral tariff hikes severely violate WTO rules, and this move cannot solve U.S.'s problems at home. Earlier, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said that her country will retaliate against tariffs imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump with its own set of tariffs and other countermeasures. U.S. President Donald Trump signed three executive orders last night imposing tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China. The orders have put 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada and 10% tariffs on Canadian energy sources and on imports from China. The festival of Basant Panchmi or Saraswati Puja is being observed today throughout the country. On the occasion, people offer prayers to Ma Saraswati, the goddess of wisdom and learning. The festival also marks the arrival of spring, a time to celebrate new beginnings and the beauty of nature. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. In a message shared on social media, President Murmu wished that this joyous occasion associated with education and knowledge brings happiness, prosperity and wisdom to all citizens of the country. Emphasizing the significance of the day, the President prayed for India to be established as the knowledge center of the world. Prime Minister Modi also extended greetings in a social media post. The Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with Akashvani, launched a special classical music program, Har Kanth Mein Bharat, at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi today. This program will be broadcast live from 21 Akashvani centres every day from today until February 16 from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. The event was inaugurated by Secretary of the Ministry of Culture, Arunish Chawla, and CEO of Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi. Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, was also present on the occasion. Secretary of the Ministry of Culture, Arunish Chawla, said, Har Kanth Mein Bharat will provide a platform for young artists to showcase their talent to the nation.
हर कंठ में भारत संस्कृति मंत्रालय और ऑल इंडिया रेडियो के बीच एक संयुक्त प्रयास है। इसके तहत जो हमारे यंग कलाकार हैं जिन्हें पुरस्कृत किया गया है उन्हें मौका दिया जाएगा कि हर क्षेत्र में अपने अपनी कलाओं के अनुसार और अपने दक्षता और अपने एरिया के अनुसार जो है वो परफॉर्मेंस दे सकें। कंठ में भारत के माध्यम से देश भर में हमारी जितनी क्लासिकल फोक और उस तरह के जो हमारी परफॉर्मिंग आर्ट्स हैं और जो हमारा म्यूजिक है उन सभी को प्रसारित किया जाएगा।
CEO Prasar Bharati Gaurav Dwivedi said this initiative gives over 600 artists the opportunity to present their talents from nearly 21 Akashvani centers. He also encouraged people to listen to the program and share their feedback to support the artists.
हर कंठ में भारत कार्यक्रम जो आज आरंभ किया गया है आकाशवाणी के 21 केंद्रों से लगभग 600 से अधिक कलाकारों को मौका मिलेगा अपनी कला का अपनी प्रतिभा का वो प्रदर्शन श्रोताओं के लिए कर सकते। तो मैं देश भर के श्रोताओं से आह्वान करना चाहूंगा कि हमारे केंद्रों से प्रसारित होने वाले कार्यक्रम को रोज सुबह 9:30 बजे सुने और अपनी प्रतिक्रिया भी हमें भेजें।
Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Gaur, lauded the initiative, stating that it is a unique effort by the Ministry of Culture that will help not only the artists, but also Akashvani to expand its listenership.
आज का जो दुर्लभ संयोग है कि लक्ष्मी और सरस्वती दोनों का इस तरह से संयोग बना है, आज हम लोग ये विशेष संगीत श्रृंखला हर कंठ में भारत लॉन्च कर रहे हैं। ये 21 केंद्रों से प्रसारित किया जाएगा एक साथ, जो सेक्रेटरी कल्चर का जो एक विजन था कि पूरा देश में शास्त्रीय संगीत गूंजे और इसमें आकाशवाणी की एक प्रमुख भूमिका है, आकाशवाणी के कलाकारों की प्रमुख भूमिका है, उससे और बढ़ेगा।
And now news from Mahakumbh 2025 being held in Prayagraj. Railways will be operating more than 400 Mahakumbh Mela special trains from various railway stations in Prayagraj on the occasion of 3rd Amrit Snan on Basant Panchami, which will be held tomorrow. This will provide seamless connectivity and uninterrupted travel for millions of pilgrims. More from our correspondent covering the Mahakumbh.
Railways has made elaborate arrangements to cater the rush of devotees during the Amrit Snan on Basant Panchami. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Public Relations Officer, North Central Railway, Shashikant Tripathi said, Railway is making same preparation on Basant Panchami as they had done on Mauni Amavasya.
हम लोगों ने जो तैयारी मौनी अमावस्या के स्केल के हिसाब से प्लान की थी उसी स्केल पे हम अभी भी बसंत पंचमी के लिए भी अपनी तैयारियां पूरी उसी स्केल पे मेंटेन किए हुए हैं।
मिस्टर त्रिपाठी सेड रेलवेज हैज मेड रोबस्ट अरेंजमेंट्स एट द प्रीमाइसेस ऑफ ऑल द रेलवे स्टेशन टू प्रोवाइड मेडिकल सर्विसेज टू द डिवोटीज। ही सेड अ टोटल ऑफ 32 मेडिकल बूथ इक्विप्ड विद डॉक्टर्स एंड पैरामेडिकल स्टाफ आर फंक्शनल एट प्रयागराज जंक्शन एंड 8 अदर रेलवे स्टेशन।
34 हमारे मेडिकल बूथ हैं जो प्लेटफॉर्म पे और यात्री आश्रय शेड पे उपलब्ध हैं, जो कि यात्रियों को प्राथमिक उपचार देने में सक्षम है। इसके अलावा हमारे प्रयागराज जंक्शन, प्रयाग जंक्शन, सूबेदारगंज, नैनी और छौकी, इन स्टेशनों पे हम लोगों ने ऑब्जर्वेशन रूम भी स्टेब्लिश किए हुए हैं। प्रयागराज जंक्शन में 6 बेडेड है और बाकी जगहों पे 4 बेडेड ऑब्जर्वेशन रूम है।
रेलवे हैज आल्सो सेट अप होल्डिंग एरियाज वेयर पैसेंजर्स कैन वेट बिफोर प्रोसीडिंग टू देयर रिस्पेक्टिव डेस्टिनेशन। विद दीपेंद्र कुमार, अमन यादव, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, प्रयागराज।
In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup Final, India only needs 18 runs to defend the title. They were 65-1 when reports last came in. Earlier, South Africa set a target of 83 runs before India. Batting first, Kaila Rainike-led squad were bundled out for 82 runs after they lost the last wicket on the final ball of the innings. In men's cricket, India will take on England in the 5th and final T20 International at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. This evening, the match is set to begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Top leaders of political parties hold back-to-back rallies for Delhi Assembly elections with only 2 days left for campaigning. GST revenue records 1.95 lakh crore rupee collection in January, a growth of 12.3% compared to corresponding period last year. Canada announces 25% retaliatory tariffs on imports from America, China and Mexico, also opposed the US move of new import tariffs. Basant Panchami being observed today, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Modi greet people on the occasion. And in under 19 Women's T20 World Cup final, India only need 16 runs to defend the title. And with that, we end the midday news.